from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
These things that come out there, I know people love the rankings of whoever, but when you don't put your name to it and you make comments like that, like, who is this executive? Executive is a loose term. I was probably referred to as executive well before I should have been. I just say, if you're not going to put your name on it, we really shouldn't validate it. I know it gets validated because it's on ESPN, and, you know, I'm not a fan of that style, and I wish the writer wouldn't include a comment like that. I don't think Josh deserves that. Again, I'm biased, but I'm tired of hearing it.
Brandon Bean on the anonymous executive that said Josh Allen is overrated.
Oh, that's the
listen
evil word.
I agree with a lot of what Bean says there. He does, however, who knows how often he does this. Has Brandon Bean ever been quoted as an anonymous source?
Probably. I mean, probably all these guys have at some point in their life, right?
Right. Yeah. It is kind of a little bit strange for a GM to say, I wish they'd put their name on it, when the entire game of reporting in the NFL is anonymous sourcing. And anonymous sourcing exists for a lot of reasons. And it bothers me, as, you know, Bean's talking about putting names on it. By the way, good morning, Jeremy and Joe from St. John Fisher. I hate it during the draft process. Say you think a quarterback stinks. Say it. It's okay.
Wait, like say who that like
if you are
say it?
Come out and say it. It's why Hard Knocks to me, even though people love Hard Knocks is a lie.
Yeah.
They're showing you and
they're only showing you half the story.
That's right, half the story. They're showing you like, "Oh, look at this. They love this safety they drafted in the third round." Great. Congratulations. Yeah. What safety do they think stinks? Yeah. Say it. Say the quarterback stinks. The reason it is kind of ironic, like we get if you are a person that's on the radio or on television and you think going into the draft, Josh Allen's not any good and you say it, people will remember it and be mad at you about it. Well, that's fine. Like, we put our names on opinions. If you are a general manager that thinks that the quarterback stinks, you're going to say it anonymously and you're never going to be tied to the opinion.
Yeah.
So, all due respect to what Bean is saying there, I agree with him to a point, but these guys never put their name on things. Now to the actual point. Here's my hot take of hot takes, and if anyone wants to call and argue, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with saying that Josh Allen is overrated. There's nothing wrong with, one person saying, I think he's overrated. It is not crime.
He said one of the most overrated.
Okay.
He put some.
So if I'm a GM or an executive,
and
I think Josh Allen is the fifth best quarterback in football.
Uh-huh.
And he's consensus 2.
Well,
I think he's overrated?
Did you see the survey? I don't know if that executive that was quoted, I'm sure, had a vote. and they polled all of them, and did you see what Allen's lowest vote was?
What?
Sixth.
Sixth!
No one voted
so
him lower than sixth.
So that guy thinks he's the sixth best quarterback, not the second.
Right.
Meanwhile, yeah. Let's do a poll of Bills fans. What do you think of Lamar Jackson? Overrated.
Uh-huh.
He's got two MVPs. You think he's overrated?
Yeah.
Let's do a poll of Bills fans on Mahomes v. Allen. Every one of you that says Allen over Mahomes thinks Mahomes is overrated.
Yeah. Because he's number one.
Right.
He's almost consensus number one.
You know who no one thinks is overrated? Daniel Jones. Because he stinks.
Ooh, does anybody think Daniel Jones?
Actually, you could still think that, couldn't you?
You could think he's like not an XFL quarterback.
The point is, there's a lot of bait out there, and there's no bigger bait than overrated.
Yeah. Well, to figure out overrated, if you really want to have a real conversation about, which usually, you know, you're not, you're not going to see that. It's going to get thrown on a player's name, then you'll just go about it. You got to know who's rated. Like,
right.
where is everybody rated? Allen is rated as, like, the second-best quarterback in football, usually.
There are an awful lot of people that evaluate football, film guys, whatever, that think Peyton Manning is a better quarterback than Tom Brady.
Yep.
Wouldn't they be saying that Brady is overrated? I think that myself. He is the GOAT. If you're the GOAT and you're going to put somebody else in front of him,
yeah.
You think he's overrated.
Can I ask, is overrated like not even mean what it literally means anymore? Because like that word, GOAT. GOAT used to mean a bad thing. I don't know how long ago. When did that change? A couple years ago?
15 years ago.
GOAT. All right, GOAT changed. GOAT is now a good thing. So the meaning of that word actually changed from what it
meant. Became an anagram,
right.
Or whatever.
Overrated just means you think he stinks now, isn't it?
I guess.
If you say, oh, that guy's so overrated, you think he stinks. Although, again, in this exercise, that might not be what this person is saying because he voted Allen as the sixth best quarterback in football. And would anybody say the sixth best quarterback in football stinks? Probably not, I would think. But I was surprised Bean was as aggressive about it as he was, saying that there's a lot of idiots out there. Which there are. There are.
There are a lot of idiots out there. We're all idiots about something.
I mean, this story or that quote was from like an executive and maybe right a lower level one, but there are 10,000 people with a microphone talking about football.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna get 7 of them every week to say something completely ridiculous. It's just the odds. You're going to have stupid things get said about sports. And Allen being one of the most overrated in football, I'd actually like to hear from that person who are the people he thinks are more overrated than Josh Allen. That's the list I want.
Yeah. Everybody thinks someone is.
Who do you think is?
Right now?
Who? Who's the most overrated player in football?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Burrow.
Joe Burrow, who you once called Fancy Kirk Cousins.
I did call him Fancy Kirk Cousins.
You called him Fancy Kirk Cousins. There's that clip is somewhere in the
Burrow.
System. Burrow? Why Burrow's made it to the Super Bowl? And
he made a Super Bowl. Congratulations. He's not on Allen's level.
Wow, he's not on Allen's level?
No, he's not.
I don't know.
Don't we all have someone we think is overrated? And it doesn't mean I think he's terrible.
Right, no.
I might put him as like
that.
The fifth best quarterback in the AFC. Would that be crazy? Do a super draft to AFC quarterbacks right now. Where do you want Burrow?
If you took him fifth, I guess it wouldn't be.
It would be Mahomes.
It wouldn't be
Allen.
Nuts.
I would take Stroud ahead of him right now.
And Lamar.
Okay. Is that insane? Should the GM of the Bengals comment on this right now? I'm not saying Bean was asked the question, but the spirit of the thing here. I'm putting my name on it.
Yeah.
If you put Burrow third, I think he's overrated.
Okay.
If you put him on Allen's level, I think he's overrated. Where did the Bengals, by the way, go in yesterday's reverse AFC power rankings? Because he's got a new haircut.
Excellent question.
That he does need to be docked points
on.
Well,
it wasn't yesterday because today's Thursday, remember?
True.
No day of the week clock. They do that on Tuesdays.
Okay. I thought maybe, first day of camp we'd get a new session.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, that haircut is... Are you sure you're not calling him overrated because of the haircut?
It might be a part of it.
He's got the Eminem haircut?
Yes.
And I guess I saw this in the course of seeing that. They ranked fifth? Thank you. Burrow had gone viral earlier in the offseason for having like the Anakin Skywalker haircut.
Fake.
And I guess that wasn't real.
That's too bad.
That was like an AI-generated image that the Bengals even put their name on or put it out there.
But anyway. Yeah. Everybody's got someone or 10 people they think are overrated.
How much for Allen are fans always going to be so quick on the trigger to defend him on things like that because that is how we were introduced to Josh Allen? He came in the league and, again, one guy said this quote about him being overrated. One guy, not all of PFF, by the way, one guy said that he was a parody of a prospect, and suddenly everyone thought he was a parody of a prospect.
Yeah, I mean, I remember...
Like, that's how we were introduced to Josh Allen. There were people saying things like that.
Right. We had everybody on that we could talk to about quarterbacks here. I remember Dan Orlovsky saying, this guy plays quarterback without a plan. That was what scared me. He's got raw ability, but he doesn't have a plan.
Right.
I'd be scared of that guy. Now, when he goes out there, he's got a lot of plans. He's pretty good. So... Anyway, like Bean says, he gets tired of it. He's asked about one person. I don't know. It's funny. It's July. It's July football content. It's how it goes.
I don't even think, by the way, like last week was a lot of this. You were off, but like it was so much because once that quote caught fire, it was every sports show it felt like in the country was talking about whether or not Josh Allen could be called overrated or not.
Well, okay, so there's a secondary point to this that is connected, and this is one I love to hit on too. Because the thing that Allen carries around a lot is the turnovers.
Right.
Right? That's a lot of the talking about Allen and, well, a guy that turns it over that much. If you post a highlight or a reel about Allen leading the NFL in total touchdowns in the last 4 years, you'll get 700 Dolphins fans saying as a reply to it, now do the turnovers.
Yep.
I don't even argue the turnovers. To me, I've been saying this for years with you, going back, I may be like 10 years on this. Once you start seeing punts as turnovers, you start seeing turnovers as less meaningful. Like, you can't win a game if you're going to throw four picks every time.
Right.
But I don't care about Allen's turnovers. They exist. Congratulations. I don't care. I would trade... I would take the turnovers. I would take the way he plays all the time. And if you're telling me he can't be as good as a guy that doesn't throw picks, I'll say like, okay, does Jordan Love doesn't throw as many picks? Congratulations. When it comes to failed drives, where do they come out? So, like,
I'm usually with you on that. The thing that was driving me crazy last week wasn't even that point about how valuable are they even. What was getting connected, and again, these were the discussions that were branching off of that original quote. This wasn't even in the quote. They were the branch-off conversations, which, by the way, could also be what Bean is talking about, right? Like, a lot of idiots out there. He could be talking about or seeing all the secondary discussion around the quote. the thing that was driving me nuts was the connection between the turnovers, even if you think they do matter that much.
And their playoff failures.
You're saying that that is connected to their playoff failures when Sal dug up last week. Sal dug up last week. He has the lowest interception percentage in playoff history. Like, it's not even close to accurate when you get to the playoffs. Yep. Even if it was meaningful, and I don't even think it's meaningful. That was the part that was driving me crazy, is I feel like nobody or most people don't know he doesn't turn it over once you get to the postseason.
803-0550 on being overrated. You can join us if you want. Overrated.
Eli Manning. Overrated.
Is he, though?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. 1,000%. Put it on my gravestone.
I have a text from Frank who says, Rodgers. Okay.
All right.
You know, it's fine.
I think Rodgers has been –
We can do this with everybody. Okay to think people are overrated. I'm defending – you know what? I might not agree with you, but I'll defend your right to say a player is overrated, no matter who it is.
Okay.
Who's underrated?
There's a limit.
What if
this guy had voted Allen? What if I went to that poll and it said highest rank for Allen, second, and lowest rank 25th?
That'd be a problem. Like, this
there's
is the
extremes. There's extremes.
What was the MVP voting this year? Somebody did not vote for McDavid or something like that, or what was it? Voted
yes,
him seventh.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. There was one voter that didn't have McDavid. Yep.
Think about where we are, though, with groupthink on this stuff. Last year, Lamar was one vote from a unanimous MVP. And it was Aaron Schatz.
Who voted for Allen.
And then he got taken to task.
Yeah. Stephen A. Smith called him a Bills homer.
He called him a Bills homer. Because he simply thought a different person was the most valuable player.
Right.
All right. Rant over. 803-0550 to join us from St. John Fisher. We've got lots to talk about today. Excited to watch day two of training camp. Sal joins us at 8. Evan Washburn, CBS Sports, 845. Pete Guelli, Bills COO, at 9. Stadium stuff, uniform stuff, business stuff, St. John Fisher. If you've got something you want us to ask, throw it our way. You know, we'll mix it in with what we've got for Pete Guelli coming up at 9 o'clock. We expect to be joined by Sean McDermott tomorrow morning here. So stay tuned. Jeremy and Joe, we've got you covered from training camp here at St. John Fisher.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.